Today, we bring you Rediscovered Radio Flashback, a quick trip to the past through historical audio from the WYSO archives. Here's Archives Fellow Jocelyn Robinson with the words of Florence Kennedy, an outspoken attorney and activist who bridged the women's liberation and Black Power movements in the 1960s and 70s.
It was Flo Kennedy who said, "A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle." She was outrageous and defiant, and with her middle finger in the air and a cowboy hat on her head, she came to Antioch in 1971 to talk about fighting oppression. WYSO was there.
Do you disrupt at the beginning? Do you sit quietly? You know, and that's always the problem, you see. And if you're not a committed revolutionary, you know, it's much more difficult, you see. Because if you don't dig, you know, the masochistic trip, and you'd like to live a good life, it is not quite so easy, you know, to say, well, I'm just going to start in with disruption and carry it on from there.
Kennedy was a committed revolutionary. As a radical Black feminist and activist lawyer, she traveled the country lecturing with Gloria Steinem and took on legal cases for abortion rights and the Black Panthers. She also contributed to the landmark 1970 book, Sisterhood is Powerful, an anthology of writings from the women's liberation movement.
So, in academia, then, you have the problem of whether to relate to the establishment, to relate to the school administration, to disrupt as a student, or to disrupt as a student and then come out, cut off your hair, shave your mustache, you know, do whatever you have to do, take off your jeans and put on a skirt and go in there. Are you going to stay on the outside? Are you going to write a book? Now, I've been really big into urging everybody to write books, and that doesn't seem very revolutionary. But the fact is that I find personally that I get more freedom in writing than I would in practicing law, you see. Because in practicing law, I find that I can spend 6 months getting one tail out of the ringer, and I can write a book and sort of address myself to the ringer. Doesn't mean I can stop it. But it means that I can relate to it, at least, or relate the operation of the ringer to the oppressed community that is tending to drift into the ringer, you see. But that, again, is a personal decision, and it's a decision that each individual must make.
After a lifetime of battling sexism and racism, Florence Kennedy died in 2000 at the age of 84. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
For God's sake, give more power to the people.
You can hear more audio from Flo Kennedy's 1971 lecture at WYSO.org. Rediscovered Radio is made possible in part by a grant from Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for Humanities.